This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. An American Farm Bureau Federation survey shows that farmers can't afford all the fertilizer they need this spring. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
A new American Farm Bureau Federation survey shows a large majority of farmers can't afford enough fertilizer this year amid skyrocketing prices. Nearly half of Midwest farmers say they can't afford all the fertilizer they need. Almost 70% in the Northeast and West say the same, with 80% saying so in the South. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval said this has a ripple effect in the supply chain.
When farmers cut back on planted acres and fertilizer use, it obviously reduces their yields. Put it simply, less food in the supply chain.
Outside of the Midwest, AFBF found that only 30% or fewer farmers responded to the survey regarding pre-booked fertilizer. Two-thirds of those in the Midwest pre-booked. Still, Duval said the picture isn't pretty.
The results speak to the broader picture of a farm economy facing generational headwinds. Most farmers don't get to set the prices for the things that they grow. We are price takers, not price makers.
94% of survey respondents said their financial situation has worsened or stayed the same since last year. Farm Bureau says since tension rose in the Middle East, nitrogen fertilizer prices have risen more than 30%, while combined fuel and fertilizer costs are up roughly 20 to 40%. Urea prices have increased by 47% since the end of February, the largest month-to-month percentage increase in urea prices. Many farmers surveyed said they will forego applying fertilizer this spring in hopes that prices will return to an affordable level later in the growing season. For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.